This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There's a word out there in the wind as we head into the midterms that is political, yes, but also economic.
I hate to say it, but our Democratic friends are pushing us towards socialism, which has never worked.
And then if people are going to call me a socialist for believing in those things, like, all right, call me a socialist. Like, I don't give a damn.
And they want to raid Medicare to pay for socialism.
Republican Senator Orrin Hatch to start Democratic candidate Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez in the middle of course, President Trump at the end there. Socialism is getting a whole lot of play these days, and as you heard, it means different things to different people, which is why we asked Marketplace's Kimberly Adams to take a look behind the slogans and the scare tactics to find out what might be really driving that conversation.
First, we need to go back to the 1950s. The Cold War is in full swing, communism is spreading across Eastern Europe, and in Western Europe, governments are experimenting with socialism. Here at home, government newsreels are warning Americans to be on guard.
The theory of socialism may be exciting to the intellect of many people. Its glittering promises may seduce the judgment of millions.
But then the warnings went. It was a slippery slope to the real threat. Communism.
And so we see the deadly parallels between these two creeds, socialism and communism.
Gallup, the big polling company, asked people at the time how they defined socialism. Frank Newport is now chief editor there.
Back then it was the things that we would have thought of 50 years ago, government ownership of the means of production and equal incomes.
Pretty much a textbook definition of socialism, but intertwined with the threat of communism. But fast forward to a generation with no experience of the Red Scare. Deborah Tannen is a linguistics professor at Georgetown University.
I think young people are just so distant from that, that those negative associations would no longer be taboo.
Today, more than half of young people, 18 to 29, have a positive view of socialism and seem to distinguish economic policies from a political system like communism. That could be because the word so often comes paired with another idea, democracy. Democratic socialism gained a national platform in the run-up to the 2016 presidential election.
Democratic socialism means that in a democratic, civilized society, the wealthiest people and the largest corporations must pay their fair share of taxes.
That was then presidential candidate Bernie Sanders. Georgetown's Tannen says hearing him say that openly in a presidential race.
Most older people thought, this is the kiss of death. If he says he's a socialist, he's dead in the water.
In fact, Sanders made it all the way to the Democratic convention. Now, congressional candidates like New York's Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez are weaving the ideas of democratic socialism into successful campaign platforms for the midterms. Again, Gallup's Frank Newport.
I think the conventional wisdom now is that they are thinking about such things as Medicare for all, pre-K education guaranteed to all, maybe a guaranteed basic income, quite a distance away from what socialism traditionally has meant.
But here's the thing. Overall, people's feelings about socialism haven't really changed much. When you break things down by political affiliation, more than half of Democrats view socialism positively and have for years. Less than a quarter of Republicans feel the same. What's really changed is the way people feel about capitalism.
I think for a lot of people, the way that they use socialism is maybe just to mean not capitalism.
Benjamin McKean is a political science professor at Ohio State University. He says from the financial crisis to the Occupy Wall Street movement, to big corporate tax cuts, capitalism has become, in some circles, the new villain. In the past 2 years alone, the percentage of Democrats who have a positive view of it has dropped 10 points. And McKean says it's not surprising young people are the most turned off.
So if you're a young person coming out of college, you're seeing most people in an economy that's supposed to be doing great, not doing any better than they were a few years ago, sometimes even doing worse.
But at the moment, capitalism still wins the popularity contest over socialism, with the majority of Americans just fine with the system as it is.
And this is the important lesson. But for now, class dismissed.
In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.